Unit 4. Success. Track 30.
Let me ask you about Kensington United now, Bill. Do you think they can get into the final of the Champions League?
Frankly, I can't see it happening. Not with the present team. They lack a real star player who can score goals that win matches.
I see, but there are rumours they're trying to buy the African player Henry Abogu. He would be a real star, wouldn't he, if they could get him?
Well, he's young, but he was African Player of the Year, so yes, he could be a huge asset to the team if he signed with them.
What about the problem the club's having with its fans? I believe it's looking for a new sponsor, maybe Universal Communications. They won't be very impressed with what happened last week at the stadium.
Right. The fighting in the crowd was a disgrace. It went on for too long. Some of the fans are hooligans. There's no other word for it. And those sort of fans are harming the reputation of the club, no doubt about it.
It'll be a problem in any deal they make with Universal Communications, that's for sure.
Yeah, but let's face it, Kensington has a great future if they can buy more players. The club's making a lot of money, you know.
Can you expand on that a bit?
Ingrid Tauber, their commercial director, is a really smart woman. She's done a lot to exploit the Kensington United brand. The club owns a travel agency that their fans use a lot. Their hospitality facilities are popular with business people. Companies pay a lot of money to entertain clients in the boxes. They have a joint venture with an insurance company, and they run training courses on leadership in their conference centre. Just recently, I've heard they want to have a sponsorship deal with Sprint, the football boot manufacturer. They've got a finger in every pie.
Very impressive. Ingrid Tauber seems to be a bit of a whiz kid.
Oh, she is. She's been responsible, really, for the club's commercial success. They'll make even more money soon because the TV rights will be renegotiated and Kensington will get a share of the income. And then there's a sponsorship deal, if they can pull it off.
Things look pretty rosy for them then.
I'd say so. They'll be in a strong position to negotiate with Universal Communications. Who knows? In a few years' time, they could be the new Manchester United.